Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Starting today, the National Guard will begin distributing 24,000 space heaters to Columbia Gas customers affected by the gas pipeline explosions and fires in the Merrimack Valley. Thousands of hot plates were handed out by the Guard over the weekend. The heaters and hot plates are needed because it's going to be weeks or maybe months before everyone has full gas service restored. Others are giving too, including the parishioners of St. Patrick Parish in Lawrence. Even though the church remains without gas, it's returning to a normal mass schedule while feeding people in need. WBUR's Callum Borchers attended Sunday Mass and brings us this report this morning.
1 week after flames engulfed her home's boiler, Maureen Fraser was where she always is on Thursday nights, choir practice at St. Patrick. And on Sunday morning, Fraser's voice helped fill the sanctuary with hymns and a sense of normalcy, if only for an hour. Fraser says she takes comfort in the homily delivered by Reverend Paul O'Brien, who told parishioners it's okay to feel traumatized.
For some of us, it has been a ginormously traumatic event that has involved death, injury, explosion, burning, horrible trauma.
Like the priest at the service today, I will agree, it was new, then the trauma sent in. Then you realize, this is only a bunch of days, what are weeks going to do?
Fraser says she has a tentative date for her boiler to be replaced, the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, that will be a great Thanksgiving if it is turned on, you know. Do you buy those turkeys and freeze them, hoping to cook them? I don't know.
It's not exactly hot Thanksgiving dinner, but Father O'Brien says St. Patrick has managed to maintain its practice of serving meals during a trying week and a half.
The morning after the explosions, no gas, no electricity, but we opened the doors and were able to distribute really good meals in the form of bag meals to go. And dinner that day and breakfast the next day and dinner the next day, through all of this, we've been able to provide really robust food.
During Sunday's service, people reached into their pockets to fill offering baskets. Walking out of Mass, Paul Lamb marveled at the generosity of his fellow parishioners.
They're good Christians. They're just good Christians people. That's what they are. So they understand the situation, and what they can do to give to help others is wonderful. So, and they're doing that.
The St. Patrick congregation includes Lawrence Mayor Dan Rivera. He was in the pews Sunday morning, along with his wife and two young children. At one point, Father O'Brien called up the whole Rivera family. The priest laid his left hand on the mayor's head and prayed over him.
Give them wisdom, give them hope, give them patience, and give them the assurance that we are with them and praying for them.
The congregation gave Rivera a round of applause. Mukena Mbiye, who has attended St. Patrick for 15 years, says he appreciates the mayor's work in a difficult situation.
It just shows his leadership. I said we really are blessed to have him as a mayor.
Rivera returned to his seat, holding his infant daughter. After the service, he quickly got back to work, tweeting safety instructions for the hot plates and space heaters people will use to get through the coming weeks. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.